Won't they have got well away? We can cut through the woods. Blood tinted the rain that ran off the wound on Jason Ogg's shoulder. He dabbed it with a cloth.
Reckon I'll be hammering left-handed for a week or two, he said, wincing. They've got very good fields of fire, said Sean, who had taken refuge behind the beer barrel used so recently to wet the baby's head. I mean, it's a castle. A frontal attack simply won't work.
He sighed and shielded his guttering candle to keep the wind from blowing it out. They'd tried a frontal attack, nevertheless, and the only reason no one had been killed was that the drink seemed to be flowing freely within the keep. As it was, one or two people would be limping for a while. Then they'd tried what Jason persisted in referring to as a backle attack, but there were arrow slots even over the kitchens. One man creeping up to the walls very slowly, a sidle attack, as Sean had thought of it, had worked. But since all the doors were very solidly barred, this had just meant that he'd stood there feeling like a fool. He was trying to find some help in the ancient military journals of General Tacticus, whose intelligent campaigning had been so successful that he'd lent his very name to the detailed prosecution of martial endeavour, and had actually found a section headed, What to do if one army occupies a well-fortified and superior ground, and the other does not. But since the first sentence read, Endeavour to be the one inside, he'd rather lost heart. The rest of the Lancre militia cowered behind buttresses and upturned carts waiting for him to lead them. There was a respectful clang as Big Jim Beef, who was acting as cover for two other part-time soldiers, saluted his commander.
I reckon, he ventured, that if we got big fires going in front of the doors, we could smoke 'em out.
Good idea, said Jason. That's the King's door, Sean protested. He's already been a bit sharp with me for not cleaning the privy pit this week. He can send Mum the bill. That's seditious talk, Jason. I could have you arrested. I could arrest? Mum would have something to say about you talking like that.
Where is the King anyway? Said Darren Ogg. Sitting back and letting Mum sort everything out while we all get shot at.
You know he's got a weak chest, said Sean. He does very well considering he...
He stopped as a sound rolled out across the countryside. It had a hoarse, primal quality, the sound of an animal who is in pain but also intends to pass it on as soon as possible. The men looked around nervously. Verence came thundering through the gates. Sean recognised him only by the embroidery of his nightshirt and his fluffy slippers. He held a long sword over his head in both hands and was running straight for the door of the keep, trailing a scream behind him. The sword struck the wood. Sean heard the whole door shudder.
"He's gone mad!"
shouted Darren.
"Let's grab the poor creature before he gets shot!"
A couple of them scurried across to the struggling king, who was standing horizontally on the door in an effort to get the sword out.
"Now see here, you magic—ah!
Eck, eck, take a fistful or heed!"
Darren staggered back, clutching at his face. Little shapes swarmed across the courtyard after the king, like some kind of plague.
Gibbons, eh, fickle, neck, mech, fickle.
There was another scream, just as Jason, trying to restrain his monarch's enthusiasm, found that while the touch of a monarch may indeed cure certain scalp conditions, the scalp of a king itself is capable of spreading someone's nose into an interesting flat shape. Arrows thudded into the ground around them. Sean grabbed Big Jim.
They're all going to get shot, drink or not, he shouted above the din. You come with me.
What we gonna do?
Clean the privies.
The troll scuttled after him as he edged his way around the keep, to where the gong tower loomed against the night in all its odoriferous splendour. It was the bane of Sean's life, all the keep's garderobes discharged into it. One of his jobs was to clean it out and take the contents to the pits in the gardens where Verence's efforts at composting were gradually turning them into, well, Lancre. The role of the lower intestine in the efforts to build a better nation is one that is often neglected by historians. But now that the castle was a lot busier than it used to be, his weekly efforts with shovel and wheelbarrow weren't the peaceful and solitary interludes they had been. Of course, he'd let the job sort of pile up in the last few weeks, but did they expect him to do everything? He waved Big Jim towards the door at the bottom of the tower. Fortunately, trolls have not much interest in organic odours, although they can easily distinguish types of limestone by smell.
I want you to open it when I say, he said, tearing a strip off his shirt and wrapping it round an arrow.
He searched his pockets for a match.
And when you've opened the door, he went on as the cloth caught, I want you to run away very, very fast. Right? Okay.